The delights of the pothole and charms of good wine, to the power and the pleasures of love must resign. Though the night in the joys of good drinking be past, the debauch is but till the next morning will last. But love's great debauch is more lasting and strong, for that often lasts a man all his life long. Love and wine are the bonds that fasten us all, though we're old, but for these two confusion would fall, were it not for the pleasures of love and good wine. Mankind for each trifle their lives would resign. They'd not value dull life, or would live without thinking, nor kings rule the world, but for love and good drinking. For the grave and the tall by sobriety cursed, that would ne'er take a glass but for quenching his thirst. He that once in a month takes a touch of the smock, and poor nature holds up with a bit and a knock. Whatever the ignorant rabble may say, though he breathes till a hundred, he lives but a day. Let the Puritan preach against wenches and drink. He may prate out his lungs, but I know what I think. When the lecture is done, he'll a sister entice. Not a lecher in town can outdo him advice. Though beneath his religion he stifles his joys, and becomes a debauch without clamour or noise. 'Twixt the vices of both little difference lies, but that one is more open, the other precise. Though he drinks like a chick with his eyeballs lift up, yet I'll warrant the boy he shall take off his cup. His religious debauch does the gallant outmatch, for a saint is his winch, and a psalm is his catch. For the lady of virtue and honour so strict, that who offers her guineas deserves to be kicked, who with sport by herself doth her fancy beguile, that's ashamed of a jest and afraid of a smile. May she lie by herself till she wears out the stairs, going to her dinner and up to her prayers. But let us that have noble and generous souls no method observe but in filling our bowls. Let us frolic it round to replenish our veins, and with notions divine to enrapture our brains. 'Tis a way that's genteel and is found to be good, both to quicken the wit and enliven the blood. What a pleasure it is to see bottles before us, with the women among us to make up the course. Now a jest, now a catch, now a bust, now a health, till a pleasure comes on by insensible stealth. And when grown to a height with our girls we retire, by a brisker enjoyment to slacken the fire. And this is the way that the wiser do take, a perpetual motion in pleasure to make. With a flood of O'Brien we fill up each vein, all the spirits of which love's limbic must drain. While the soberer sot has no motion of blood, for his fancy's nothing but puddle and mud. He's a slave to his soul, who, in spite of his sins, with a clog of his own putting on can dispense. For he fetters himself when at large he might rove, so he's tied from the sweets of good drinking and love. Yet he's satisfied well that he's thought to be wise by the dull and the foolish, I mean the precise. For my part, whatever the consequence be, to my will and my fancy I'll always be free. They are mad that do willfully run upon shelves, since dangers and troubles will come of themselves. For whoever desireth to live like a man, he must be without trouble as long as he can. And these are the pleasures true gallants do find, to which, if you are not, you should be inclined. If you follow my counsel, you take off the curse, and if you do not, we are never the worse. Yet none will refuse but a beggar or cid, who to carry on the humour wants money or wit.